Just another kind of example on, I guess, the more the national scale, that Joe Biden, who definitely pretended to portray himself as progressive in some way to win that portion of the voting bloc, recently they announced that some of the COVID relief money was going towards funding more police departments and hiring more cops. And so, of course, there was outrage for those who thought that maybe he would oppose that or something like that. But it happens all around, right? They can take the money and then do whatever they want with it, regardless of what they ask or what they claim. Later on, they can just do whatever they want. And I just put the question to the audience: do you support the idea of demilitarizing the police? And I want to clarify what that means. Like, so what is the difference between defunding and demilitarizing, right? Obviously, defunding would be to take away all their resources, maybe not all of them, but like some element of their resources. And obviously, I support that. I'm okay with like taking away some of their budget that is being spent on ridiculous areas. And part of that, I think, would be involving demilitarizing the police. So what does that mean? It means let's make sure that the police in, you know, small town Egypt, Texas, aren't being armed with military equipment that was first used in Afghanistan, Iraq, to patrol their streets, right? Or, you know, these big Humvees, excuse me. You know, with this military style equipment, like that's to me is what demilitarization is about, right? So for those of you who are like, you support the cops or you just don't like when cops are killing people, but you still want there to be a police force, you could still have that. The idea is just to let's take away some of their resources in ways that I think doesn't hinder their job because people are pointing to different areas. I've seen a lot of this from the right where they point to say like, look, well, this city voted to defund or, you know, take away the police budget, and now there's a spike in crime. I haven't looked into it deeply enough to say like if that's exactly what they claim. It would be interesting, and maybe they're right. But at the same time, I don't think the cops should have military weapons. And the cops, if they can't patrol the streets and, you know, protect the people, if that's even what they're really doing, without a freaking drone or a Humvee, then maybe they need a new job. I don't know. It just seems like to me. But I just want to make that clear. So we have one answer saying, I completely support eliminating any police force. I do not consent to this domestic terrorism. That might be an extreme viewpoint for some people, but I hear where they're coming from.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, this is an ongoing story here. So, you know, expect us to get into it more. So let's see. So where should we go next, Derek? You keep disappearing.
I got this one that I wanted to get into regarding, it's also a cop story. And it's unfortunately a cop story that ends in a murder, like a lot of them do, unfortunately. Anybody who thinks that this is picking on the cops or we're just picking, you know, this next case is kind of a rare or whatever, the exception to the rule, I encourage you to visit the website, The Free Thought Project. That's a website that some friends of mine run, and they run the police network and a lot of others that are not, I would say, anti-cop per se, but there's just so much of this news of people being killed by police and their dogs that they have never run out of content.
And to the same people that might think we're just picking on cops, I think the thing we need to point out here is this is Free Thinker Radio, and we've always had a concern for freedom. And if people are just randomly killing people, then that's a concern for freedom. If individuals are given, you know, rights that other people don't have, and this happens, that's even a greater concern for freedom. So if you think we're picking on them, it's not so much them as much as authority that doesn't live up to the meaning, the expectation of the people in a free country.
Absolutely. So this story is about a friend of mine, Johnny Hurley, who was unfortunately killed in the last week or so. Let me get the exact date. We'll pull this up. This is, again, this report, instead of pulling up the CNN one, we're going to go to the Free Thought Project because they knew Johnny as well. He was a part of an organization, an activist organization called We Are Change Colorado. A lot of you guys have probably heard of We Are Change on sort of the national level, founded by some different activists, and there's different chapters. And the We Are Change Colorado, they've always been really active in Denver and Boulder and just, you know, different parts of the state and in different types of activism, you know, confronting politicians, building community gardens, having what they used to call the Liberty Lodge, kind of like the Freethinker House, Micah. They have, you know, their own space. And Johnny was one of these people that ran in those circles, and he was active in a lot of different ways. And so this was Monday of last week. 59-year-old Ronald Choik began what was alleged to be a deadly mass shooting. His first victim would be police officer Arvada, Colorado police officer Gordon Beasley. And according to the reports that evening, his next victim would be liberty activist and friend to many members of the Free Thought Project, Johnny Hurley. So that's what it was originally, Micah. This is the thing that, just like the Tuttles, is kind of messed up, where people are already like, man, are we getting the full truth? Because originally we're told, hey, there was a mass shooter and he killed the cop and he killed Johnny. And, you know, he's down right now. We're not sure exactly what happened. It was like, okay, well, then Johnny killed the guy, but he was killed by the gunman. And the story was just uncertain in the beginning. Maybe it takes time to get things together. But then there was a video that went out where somebody who said they were an eyewitness said that, well, no, actually, Johnny stopped the shooter. And, you know, that it was a cop that killed him. And then eventually the police came out and they did admit that one of their officers killed him. So according to multiple witnesses, when the gunman began shooting, Johnny Hurley did not hesitate and ran straight into danger, eliminating the threat and saving countless lives. A witness named Bill Troyana said he did not hesitate. He didn't stand there and think about it. He totally heard the gunfire, went to the door, saw the shooter, and immediately ran in that direction. I just want to make sure his family knows how heroic he was. Another witness who asked not to be identified says he turned back and looked towards everybody at the restaurant and told us that the shooter, is coming, that he is coming back and that we should get inside. I ran to the back of the store close to the alley, kind of hid myself in a corner just to feel safe. Mr. Hurley got shot. I think I heard six shots from his gun, maybe five. Said Mr. Hurley shot him. I think I heard six, maybe five shots. And those who witnessed the shooting say Johnny was a hero. He had stopped the deadly threat and saved many lives in the process, more than likely. And even Arvada Police Chief Link Strait said in a news conference that Hurley was a, quote, true hero who likely disrupted what could have been a larger loss of life. And again, there's still an apparent investigation. There's apparently two different investigations going on, one into the death of the man, the police officer, and then one into the death of Johnny, like that they claim are being handled separately. And so, yeah, I mean, I will just kind of share that, again, I did know Johnny Hurley. I met him a couple of years back, I think probably in Mexico first at Anarcapulco, and he was there with some friends. And then I met him in Colorado when I went there to go speak and hang out with some friends a couple of times. And, you know, they're doing a crowdfunding campaign for his family. They attempted to raise $8,000. They've raised $74,000 for his family so far. So that's pretty awesome to see. I'll post that link for anybody who might be interested in supporting this family in their time of need. And, you know, here's another picture that I just wanted to show. This is Johnny Hurley. For those who know that shirt, that's the shirt for the Conscious Resistance. It's a holistic anarchism shirt. And that's Johnny wearing it, rocking his shirt. And it was really cool to get to know him. Like, I definitely did know him as well as some of these other folks who are, you know, being quoted. Excuse me. But he definitely was always just a really good guy every time I got to meet him. And the few times that we did get to hang out and talk about life, and he obviously showed that he was somebody that was willing to do whatever it took to help people. You know, not many people, I don't even know how I would respond in that situation. You know, we all want to believe maybe we'll turn into Rambo or be a good guy or be a hero, especially if you like to carry around guns whenever something goes down. And maybe that happens, maybe it doesn't. Fear is a strong thing, but for Johnny, he ran straight into it, you know. So I just want to, you know, wish his family the best and all the other activists and people that I know that know him. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to, because I know him personally and I know other people who know him personally, that I think people are kind of maybe just ready to try, like, what happened? How could this happen? You know, and try and explain it. And I don't know what it is at the moment. Obviously, like with the Tuttles, we didn't know anything in the beginning. They say there's going to be investigations. The cop that did shoot him basically said that, like, you know, Johnny went, he shot the guy near his truck. And then the guy had like an AR-15 or something, and Johnny was like probably kicking it away from him. At some point, he picked it up, and another cop pulled up and just shot him. Like, so there wasn't even like, hey, put that down. You know, if you thought he was the shooter, maybe you use less than lethal methods instead of just pull up and shoot. You know, there wasn't even a like, put your hands up and then figure things out after the fact, right? It was just like, he got shot, and that's it, you know?
Wow. I guess in the end, the monopoly on justice and attempted monopoly on violence will persist. So I don't know. It's unfortunate. It's good to know, though. It's good to know there's people out there that'll take a stand. And it's sad to know that there's so much insanity going on. You know, we tend to not talk about all that type of stuff, just like the shootings and the, you know, random stuff like that, you know, like robberies and stuff like that. Both of us have had burglars, to say the least. But it exists, and it's all over the place. And I think people do need to, you know, think about how they're going to act and like in situations like that. And here in Texas, you know, they recently passed that carry bill. So I imagine a lot more people will feel emboldened to carry their arms or less threatened but to have them. And I just want people to remember that, you know, in a lot of ways, guns can make you dumb, but at the same time, you can save lives with them. That's about the only time to use them. And it seemed like he was using it in that time. And I just been sorry to hear about that. I don't know. You know, I could see what you're saying, like perhaps the officer just rolled up to the scene and there he is with the AR-15. I don't know. How many seconds do you got when he's got an AR-15 right here? You know, it's a rough situation. And that's the problem in war zones. You know, is that you barely have a second. You barely have 2 or 3 seconds and to make a decision. And these guys are trained to react in those moments, not so much to process and to think. I'm not saying anything against them. It's part of the training. On at least that front. So I'm not sure if I played that role, how I'd feel if I popped out of a car, you know, and there's like, there's a shooter right there and you pop out and there's a man with an AR-15. That's not commonly seen still. So I guess the society will come to grips with that. But
I just think that there's always ways to de-escalate that. If the cops shoot first and ask later, we end up with dead innocent people. I mean, obviously, we know that's what happens often. The other thing I just want to add before, maybe it's time
for. I'm just saying, maybe it's manslaughter instead of murder.
I hear you. I mean, I hear you empathizing with the cop in the situation. I'm not saying it's something I'd want to be in necessarily.
No, I would never be in that situation. But, you know, if I rolled up at home and there was a dude with an AR-15, I might end up in a similar situation without meaning to. So people should think about these in the human way. If you were thrown into that cop's role, you don't have to be a cop to be in that situation. But you see
what I'm saying. Well, the last thing I want to say on that is I think it's also proves a point that you can be a legal gun owner and still get killed, because he wasn't legally carrying. Yep. He was legal in his state to do what he did, to have a gun on him to do things like that, and he was killed.
Yep, but, and you can get killed with or without one. And the cop had a gun, and he got killed too. I mean, yeah. I imagine the cop had a gun. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was in his Bermuda shorts.
Anyway, shout out to Johnny Hurley. We're going to go to a quick music break.